This week in West Virginia history. On November 6, 1863, one of the most important Civil War battles in West Virginia occurred in Pocahontas County. In August of that year, Union General William W. Averill had launched a series of raids to disrupt the Virginia and Tennessee Railroad in southwestern Virginia. During his second raid, Averill hatched a scheme to trap Confederate troops around Lewisburg. His overall plan failed, but he was able to attack some 1,700 Confederates under General John Echols at Droop Mountain, just south of Hillsboro. The battle opened with nearly 6 hours of artillery fire, musketry, and hand-to-hand combat. Averill's infantry finally broke through the Confederate left. The rebels retreated and the battle turned into a Union rout. At first glance, the battle might not have seemed that significant because Echols' forces managed to escape. Plus, Averill failed to achieve his ultimate objective. However, Droop Mountain marked the last large-scale battle of the war fought on West Virginia soil. It was also the last time the Confederacy made a push to control the new state. The site of the battle is now preserved as a state park. For more information on the battle at Droop Mountain, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.